I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It is that time here on the Wendy's Big Show. We're along with the one and only Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and Bill Baby Tosh Schmidt on the other side of the glass. I'm Rami Makhlouf. What?
NFL Network, they all picked the Packers.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah.
So did Gary and Leroy.
As did I.
That's right.
I haven't been given the score, but.
Everybody picking the pack. Actually, did I get their? I don't think I got their game predictions. Did I get their game predictions in the midst of that cluster?
I don't know. I wasn't in here.
That's right. In the midst of that cluster of a segment, I don't think I ever got their game predictions. I got their season predictions.
Yeah.
Maybe Taj, call them up.
Oh, yeah. Ask call Leroy back. That'll
ask him
be fun.
Ask him what's going to happen in Sunday's game.
And ask Leroy if he's okay. Dude, he didn't sound right.
Are you guys worried about him?
Yes, I am. But I'm a worrywart, though. So don't mind me.
I think he was just tired.
Tired?
Yeah.
Now I'm really concerned.
Well, just give him
a
call.
Then call him back.
Call him under the guise of getting his prediction for the game on Sunday, and then feel him out. See if everything's okay.
All right.
Here's what you have to pick from in Great Lakes Dragaway. Pick a lane this evening. Right lane, what are you confident, concerned, and curious about when it comes to Packers and Bears on Sunday? Left lane, was the bullpen playing over their heads, or did Council just burn them out? And the return lane, give us one reason the Packers will win the Super Bowl and one they won't. 414-799-1250. And you can tweet us at 1057FM The Fan. Sparky? What were you confident, concerned, and curious about when it comes to Packers and Bears on Sunday?
Confident of Rodgers throwing a couple touchdown passes.
At least.
Glad you let me use Rodgers in my confident one. Mm-hmm. A little bit concerned about having really no tape on these guys at all. You really have no tendencies or nothing to study off of as far as the play calling of Matt Nagy and what he plans on doing. You can look at Chiefs tape and say, well, we think he's going to be more like that, but you really don't know. So that's going to be a learning on the job deal. And then defensively, you thought you had a good idea of what you were dealing with, and then boom, here's Khalil Mack now in the last week. So now you have no idea where they're going to use him. And then how does that affect Floyd, where he comes from? Not to mention Danny Trevathan and Roquan Smith, the other linebackers. It changes everything. And once again, learning on the job again. So for me, you know, you want to get through that first quarter and a half, and still be, you know, within touching distance of the Bears. I really think that the Bears are going to hit a big play early in this game on the Packer defense. And when that happens, don't freak out. I think it's going to happen. Whether they score on it, I don't know. But I think they're going to get at least one early in the game. And then we'll see how the Packers defense bounces back.
I said I was confident that Mitchell Trubisky is going to give the Packers a couple shots at an interception because Matt Nagy's offense depends a lot on reads at the line and quick reads from the receivers in terms of the defense that's being played against them and which route to run. And you got to think two series in the preseason for a brand new offense, a second year quarterback and a lot of new moving parts. There will be mistakes made. There will be lapses by Trubisky and or his receivers. And there will be a ball put in a spot where there aren't any Bears very close. And you just got to hope that a Packers player is close and takes advantage of that. I'm confident that Mitchell Trubisky is going to give the Packers a couple of shots at an interception as the Bears work out the kinks in that offense. Concerned, I think this is the obvious place to go, but it's the most concerning thing with an aging and coming off a torn ACL, Brian Bulaga against a heat-seeking missile looking for a quarterback in Khalil Mack.
This is my deal on that. No, sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
I don't care where he lines up. I don't think he's going to be a huge issue. Just because you can walk up to the line of scrimmage if you're Aaron Rodgers. I'm sure this happened all the time when Baby Tosh played. You walk up to the line of scrimmage, you point to the guy you fear most, you adjust your protection to stop him, and then take your chances with what's left. That, I think, is what they're going to do. Walk up, there's Mac. All right, roll protection over to him, whatever. Running back, you're going to go up and help. That's that. But then the deal is going to be, what about Floyd? How are you going to stop him and the other linebackers on blitzes, stunts, whatever they're going to do? That's where I get concerned. I don't worry about Mack against the offensive line. I think Bakhtiari can handle him by himself.
Yeah, but I would think that Vic Fangio, the Bears' defensive coordinator, is going to be moving Mac around
Correct.
The field and putting him on Brian Bulaga's side of the line to test him out, test that ACL out.
He may play in the middle. He may come down from his hand in the dirt. Who knows where he's going to be? That's why I think it's key for Rodgers calling out where he is every time walking up. That's got to be the number one guy you're looking for.
So that was my concern, the health and safety of Aaron Rodgers with Khalil Mack out on that field. And my curious is not if, but when Aaron Rodgers and Jimmy Graham will really start to click and really find their comfort zone and find some chemistry between those two. Because I really think Jimmy Graham could be, if he's still got plenty of gas left in the tank, and he's getting up there in years a little bit too, but if he's still got some gas left in the tank, he might be the most dangerous weapon Aaron Rodgers has had in the passing game since he's been in the NFL, and especially in the red zone. So I'm curious to see if those two can hit the ground running. We did already see Aaron Rodgers find Jimmy Graham in the end zone once in the preseason. So obviously that's something that they're working in practice and are already thinking about, which obviously they should be because Jimmy Graham is a big red zone target. So I'm curious to see if those two will hit the ground running and you'll see that connection of Rodgers to Graham be as effective as it can be right out of the gates.
For me, I'm curious to see how these two Packer rookie cornerbacks hold up. Ben Fennell was talking about it earlier today from The Athletic about the fact that both of these cornerbacks kind of have those greedy eyes looking in the backfield like Sam Shields used to have, and double moves are going to be susceptible to and stuff like that. You got to think that Nagy saw it on tape, if Ben Fennell saw it on tape, and they're probably going to try and take advantage of that and catch him. And that's going to lead to big plays, and that's going to be a problem. So I'm curious to see Trubisky and those wide receivers against these rookie corners tonight.
So that's the right lane. What are you confident, concerned, and curious about when it comes to Packers and Bears Sunday night?
I have one other confident thing.
Oh, you do?
I'm confident that Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette will join us in the next segment.
Next segment?
Confident.
Okay. All right. Moving on to the left lane. Sparky, you sort of took me aback this morning with a stat about the Brewers' bullpen in the month of August. Sixth worst in all of Major League Baseball. After they were either 1, 2, or 3 in terms of bullpen rankings throughout the entire first half of the season. Were they just never that good, or did Craig Counsell burn out what was a good bullpen?
I was worried about him burning out this bullpen, and I was saying it through what? May and June, that this is going to kill him at the end. I can't sit here and tell you if I'm certain that somebody is definitely tired and that's why they have fallen off pitching. I think what's happened now, Taylor Williams, that might be somebody that's tired, okay? But I think guys like Dan Jennings came back down to earth. I mean, he looked superhuman last in the beginning of the baseball season. I'm like, man, what kind of signing this was? This is unbelievable. But he's come back down to earth, struggling big time with inherited runners, as maybe Tosh pointed out earlier in the show. But again, Jeffers, Hader, I think they're legit. I don't think you got to worry about them. Soria, you know what that dude is and what he's been in his career. I like the Cedeno kid they got from the White Sox, right? He looks really good to this point. I think this bullpen's going to be okay. I forgot who it was. Was it a tweet or somebody earlier said that he thinks that this bullpen could come back to middle of the pack. If this bullpen comes back to middle of the pack from where they are right now, that should be good enough for this Brewers team to do some damage here in the next couple of weeks.
If that bullpen gets back Corey Knebel that we saw in 2017, they go beyond middle of the pack.
He looked really good his last time.
Because if you had 2017 Corey Knebel to Jeremy Jeffers and Josh Hader
and Soria
yeah. and Burns, you don't need anybody but those five guys. Craig Counsell doesn't need to go to his bullpen for anybody but those five arms. If you get Corey Knebel back on track.
Hey, you got that Craig Counsell cut?
Hang on to that.
I was going to say, I got some breaking news.
Okay.
Christian Yelich in tonight's Brewers.
Okay, good.
Lineup.
That's good to know.
Let's talk about
that soundbite at 5:35. Since we have Ryan Wood coming up in a few minutes, I know. You're ready to blow. Mount Sparky is ready to blow.
What happened to play in the hits?
Just hang on. All right.
He's waiting on the hits. Everybody can hear it in the 5:30 update. We'll come back to it at 5:35. It's all right, though. That's what he wants to do. We can hold on to it.
I mean, if you want to hijack Pick a Lane and go way late into Ryan Wood,
Pick
we can do that.
Pick a Lane's done once we get to Ryan Wood. Go ahead.
And the return lane, as we move on to that, Sparky, give me one reason the Packers will win the Super Bowl and one reason they won't win the Super Bowl, sir.
Well, I got two reasons what it's going to take for them to win the Super Bowl. I think Clay Matthews has to have a big year, and I think he can in a contract year. You know, 12, 14 sacks and stay healthy. That's asking a ton, I understand. And the other is those rookie cornerbacks we just talked about. I think one of those two have to step up and have a pretty big year for a rookie this year. Get some turnovers, have some weight on the game a little bit when they're out there playing cornerback. Sam Shields brought some weight to the game when he played. You need one of these two guys to do the same thing. And whether or not that happens, I don't know. It looks like Josh Jackson has shown flashes that he might be the guy to do that, but we'll have to wait and see. But I think that has to happen. You need playmakers on defense, and they've been missing playmakers on this defense for some time.
So we've reset.
Oh, I didn't do the other one.
Oh, you didn't
Why
do
they
the other
lose.
One. I'm sorry.
Why they lose.
Yes, why do they lose?
They lose, or they can't get to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl if they have multiple injuries to their offensive line. I don't think they have enough depth to overcome it. Multiple injuries, I said, to the starting offensive line.
Even
I think one they can get by.
Even
if
just
they
one.
Get two, not so much.
Even just one no, because, scares me. If it's at either of the tackle positions.
But you can, if it's, I don't worry as much about right tackle. Rodgers can see. It's the left tackle that's going to be the problem. If it's the left tackle, to be honest with you, I take Bulaga and I move him right over to the left side and then put Spriggs at right tackle and we go from there. That's what I would do if it's Bakhtiari. God forbid. Let's hope it's not Bakhtiari. He's the best offensive lineman they got.
Y'all good now?
No.
Are you going to be able to hang on?
I'm still waiting on this council stuff.
That's happening at 5:35. Ryan Wood.
He didn't sound happy, did he?
Our Green Bay council. Football. Dude, Christian Yelich.
No, not even a little bit.
Christian Yelich is not happy either. Have you seen Adam McAlvey's tweets?
No.
We're going to get into all this at 5:35. I'm holding off because I want to give it its just due time. And we have Ryan Wood coming up next. Everybody settle down and the Wendy's Big Show will be right back. There he is on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com, and on Twitter at @ByRyanWood, our Green Bay football insider. Joins us now. Woody, how are you this afternoon, my friend?
Well, my yard looks a lot better now.
So wait. People have no idea what you're talking about. So you were supposed to be with us at 4:48, but let me clue you in on something before you say anything, because you got jinxed. It really wasn't your fault. So in the previous segment, we did Big Show Knows Fantasy because Leroy and Gary are at the alumni, Packer alumni dinner or whatever it is tonight. So neither one have been here the whole show. So we were going to call them for their fantasy picks, predictions for the season, the Packer game prediction, all that in a 4:35 segment before you. Well, our illustrious producer called Gary and thought that Leroy was with Gary at this dinner and then put him on hold and then walked out to do whatever he does. So then when it came time to get them on the air, guess what? Leroy and Gary haven't seen each other all day. There is no Leroy by Gary. So then I had to walk over, call Leroy. There's, you know, Rami and Gary are trying to stall. It was a train wreck of a segment, but we eventually got it done. Going into the break, Rami guaranteed that Ryan Wood was coming up next, and this will go much smoother than this segment, I promise you. Back after this on The Fan. And then in the commercial break, our producer goes, dude, I've called him three times. He's not answering, man. And I looked at Rami. I said, you jinxed this. This is all your fault.
That's my bad. That is completely my bad.
I missed the segment, too. This is like a first.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we'll let it slide. We'll let it slide this time.
Just don't be wrong on your pick.
Yeah, you better get your prediction right, Ryan Wood. What's the most interesting matchup in this game to you as the Bears and Packers meet on Sunday night?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's Khalil Mack against this offensive line. You know, it's really, I think everyone forgets. The last time the Bears played at Lambeau Field, do you know who the tackles were?
I don't. I can't recall,
Ray
no.
Taylor was the left tackle, and Justin McCray was the right tackle in that game.
God.
And the Packers won 35-14. So it's Khalil Mack against this offensive line, but it's not just, well, the Bears have Khalil Mack now. I mean, they won 35-14 last time with their starting tackles. Now they're starting guards. So as much as that matchup is going to be interesting, I've got to think the Packers feel significantly better than the last time they played the Bears with their tackle situation, having David Bakhtiari and Brian Bulaga. But that's, you know, edge rush and quarterback is usually what these games come down to. And in this case, the edge rush for both teams, it's a big advantage for the Packers, for the Bears. I mean, obviously, with the Packers only having really 3.5 outside linebackers, Kyler Fackrell is more of a special teams guy at this point anyway. And then the quarterback matchup of Aaron Rodgers, Mitch Trubisky, until that matchup is anywhere near close, this series is going to be lopsided. And I don't think it's close right now. So, yeah, I mean, it's quarterback play and edge rush is what these things come down to. I think that's what Sunday night comes down to.
Why are you so silent over there, Spark?
I think he's underrating the Bears, but that's okay though. I mean, I'm not going to go against them.
Like everyone else is like saying that the Bears are going to be a lot better than what I've been giving them credit for. So that might be. I mean, I know that they were like a fringe top 10 defense,
but this is
pretty, last year, which is pretty impressive since they had a terrible offense. But
this is the deal though, Ryan. This is where I'm struggling with this game, and I took the Packers to win, but this is where I'm struggling. I'm struggling with the fact that they've got no tape, really, on Nagy as a play caller. None. Tendencies, anything. They got nothing on Nagy. They don't know if he's going to be the spread them out guy. They don't really have any idea of what they're getting themselves into. So it's going to be a learning on the job experience for the most part. Then you go to the other side of the ball. You have no idea what they're going to do with Khalil Mack. Is he going to be in the middle? Is he going to be outside? Whatever. Now, that doesn't concern me as much because it's going to be a check with Aaron Rodgers. He's going to walk up. There's 52. Everybody do this coverage-wise. But then it's going to leave one-on-one matchups, whether it be for Floyd against somebody on the defensive line, a blitzing Trevathan, Roquan Smith, whatever. That is also going to be, I think, something that is going to have to be figured out, too, on that side of the ball. And then you take the speed that they have now on that Bears offense against a couple of rookie cornerbacks who, and you know, again, are trying to make the big play or whatever else. I just look at it and say, offensively for the Bears, I'm fearful of big plays against this Packers secondary that's still learning how to communicate together and be on the same page in this new defense. And then on top of that, you got two inside linebackers you just brought in who haven't been here, what, a couple of weeks, if that? Toomer has been here less than that, I think. And they've got to learn this defense and play a pivotal role at this point next to Blake Martinez.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that it's going to be real interesting to see what the Packers defense can do. Let's not forget that as much as they're kind of guessing with Nagy, the Bears are guessing with Patton too. I mean, he hasn't coached in 2.5 years. He hasn't coached since 15. And you can go way back to that scheme and get an idea. But one, in those 2 years, you don't know what kind of new wrinkles he comes up with. Two, Patton has never coached with this personnel before, and his scheme is very flexible to where it really matches the personnel. And on the other side of the ball, I think it is going to be interesting to see how well the offensive line plays, considering it didn't pretty much all preseason. We just didn't see those guys. And David Bakhtiari is an all-pro left tackle. How much football does he need? And he's played a ton with Lane Taylor. You wouldn't think much, but on the right side, Brian Bulaga and Justin McCray are playing together for the first time. And it's the first time that right tackle, right guard combination will be on the field together. So, they got a little bit of kind of a dress rehearsal for a couple of possessions in Kansas City, but it's going to be a whole lot different when you're going against Khalil Mack. So, I mean, there's some areas that are going to be interesting to see for sure. I hate to oversimplify this, but I mean, you could just say Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. I just don't see him losing this game inside his home field in prime time to start the season. I mean, it's just hard for me to see.
Talking with Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider here on the Wendy's Big Show. Has Brian Bulaga looked as good to you in practice as Mike McCarthy and the rest of the Packers coaching staff will tell you he's looked every time you put a microphone in their face, or is that just coach speak?
By the time we really saw him take a lot of team reps in practice, the meaty portion of camp was over. So it's hard to tell. I think that we'll find out Sunday night. I mean, the fact that he is not on the injury report is just amazing in and of itself. 6 weeks ago, I don't think many of us thought that he was going to play week one, let alone be a no-brainer starter. I mean, just a lock to start. It's been an amazing recovery, but what he can do is kind of anyone's guess. I mean, I thought he was fine for what he did in Kansas City, but going against Khalil Mack is a lot different. So, I'll say this, not that David Bakhtiari can pitch a shutout. I don't think anyone in the league can pitch a shutout against Khalil Mack, but David Bakhtiari can block Khalil Mack.
Sure can.
I don't know that about Brian Bulaga. I don't think Brian Bulaga can, but David Bakhtiari can block anybody in the league. He's that good of a pass blocker. So, I would imagine you'll see a lot of Khalil Mack against Brian Bulaga to try to kind of maximize that mismatch. And it's going to be a lot on Brian Bulaga's plate as far as responsibility and even pressure Sunday night. But he's played a ton of football, and he's had a remarkable recovery. So they're certainly better with him at right tackle than they would have been with Justin McCray at right tackle like the last time they played at Lambeau Field.
You know, when you talk about this game, and we talk about the coaches in this game, and Nagy making his debut, as a head coach, and McCarthy essentially having two new coordinators and adding a bunch of coaches to both of these staffs. Where do you think there's more pressure? Is there more pressure on Nagy in his first game at Lambeau in the big rivalry game for the fan base of Chicago? Or do you think there's a little bit more pressure on these new coordinators in Green Bay to kind of make themselves look good?
Can you imagine if the Packers defense gets torched Sunday night?
Oh, I mean, boy.
Man, goodness. That's why, to me, it's the favorite team has the pressure, right? I mean, the Packers are the Super Bowl contender. The Bears are the really a work in progress with a new head coach that there's some elements to like, but everyone's kind of – I mean, they're hardly a playoff team at this point, much less they're not a Super Bowl contender. So, yeah, I mean, imagine if the Bears walk in and light up the Packers defense and come out with a victory. I mean, I think there's way more pressure on the Packers. They need to win. They need to start their season off on the right foot. And when you look at the larger context of their schedule, they really have to rack up the wins early in the season because November is brutal. I mean, that stretch of 5 weeks when they go to Los Angeles, New England, Seattle, and at Minnesota is just – that's an insane five-week stretch. So they need to win. They need to start, 4-5, 6-0, 4-1, 5-1, 6-1. They need to rack up the wins in the first 2 months of the season.
Do they get the win? It's prediction time, Ryan Wood.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really see it being particularly close. I'll take it. The Packers win 31-17. I could be wrong. I mean, there is a lot of guesswork with how much is just new on both sides of the ball for the Packers and how much is new with the offense for the Bears and even the defense with Khalil Mack. There's a lot of guesswork going on, but I feel really good picking Aaron Rodgers, and that's what I'll do, 31-17.
I don't see any reason why you'd be wrong. You were perfect in the preseason. That'll just carry right over into the regular season, as it always does. We appreciate
Well, thanks for that, Jinx. I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, Harry jinxed it once today. Right, yeah, jinxed it once today. Why not make it twice?
That's our Green Bay football insider, Ryan Wood. Find his work inside the Green Bay Press Gazette at PackersNews.com, at By Ryan Wood on Twitter, and every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show. So we'll be talking again on a Green and Gold Monday. Woody, always appreciate it, my friend.
All right. I will mark it on my calendar, and I'll be there.
Sounds good. Set an alarm. Ryan Wood.
All right, take care.
Ryan Wood joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Start your renovation journey with a simple and convenient pre-approval process from Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans to those right here in our communities since 1935. A huge sports weekend is here with baseball at Miller Park, Wisconsin football in Madison tomorrow, and Green Bay and Chicago kicking things off on Sunday. So if you're tailgating before the games or watching the action from home, make sure to have only the best food you can serve from Robert's Specialty Meats. Pre-game, halftime, or anytime, a sure winner is Robert's ribs on a stick, boneless pork ribs marinated in a smoky barbecue sauce. And how tender are they, everybody?
As a mother's love.
Or the equally popular marinated chicken skewers and barbecue garlic parmesan or Door County cherry flavors. Brats in Wisconsin go together, and you'll find over 30 varieties of original sausages and brats from mild to hot, including the Al Capone Italian sausage, just bursting with zesty flavor. Call Roberts today at 262-549-MEAT for the best selection and to reserve your game day order. And when you visit, make sure that you pick up some of their cherry wood smoked beef sticks, the perfect snack treats, and check them out online at robertsspecialtymeatswaukesha.com for more info and money-saving coupons for the best in meats. Shop Roberts Specialty Meats, your hometown butcher. Mount Sparky is ready to blow.
I'm about halfway reading Twitter right now
to this Christian Yelich
stuff.
But you know what? Christian Yelich isn't so happy with you, Sparky.
Fine.
And people like you.
I'm not happy with him.
And the Wendy's Big Show will be
right
back.
It's not even his fault, I don't think.
It is a Football Friday here on the Wendy's Big Show, but there is baseball to discuss before we give you our predictions for Packers and Bears. Do that in a few minutes. But, of course, most of you within the sound of my voice right now know Christian Yelich sat out the last game of the Cubs series on Wednesday.
No.
What?
No, he pinch hit.
Oh, but
had
he didn't
a single.
He didn't start.
He didn't miss the whole game.
He was not in the starting lineup.
No.
Okay, I misspoke.
Just to clarify.
He was not in the starting lineup for the finale of the Cubs series on Wednesday. Cubs obviously went on to win that game and extend their division lead to four games. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and others lost their ever-loving minds over it. How's your best player, your MVP candidate, sitting out such a big game, what essentially is a playoff game.
Lawrence Holmes was in here. He even gave it a sign. I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah. Not a lot of people got it. And Craig Counsell and
Robert
Kristen
Murray
Yelich
of The Athletic agreed with me that night on the roundtable on the On Deck show.
Did he?
Sure did.
I didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
Len Casper on the Cubs game.
It was a good
game.
Show. You should have listened to it.
It was really good. You did a good job.
I usually don't listen when the regular host isn't there. Len Casper, the Cubs play-by-play guy, he was talking about it on the Cubs broadcast yesterday and saying, everybody needs to stop. This is a bunch of nonsense. Guys need rest.
Mm-hmm. Rest. You got lots of rest. In that series. He could have rested in this series. He could have rested in the series before the Cubs. Could have rested in that National Series.
Well,
there's all kinds of time for rest. When you have six games left against a team you're chasing in the division, that's not one of the games to rest. You got all kinds of games to rest. You know what else you don't have time to rest? In the offseason when you're not in the playoffs. Then you got time to rest. I'm not saying the guy can't have a day off. I'm not blasting him for having a day off. Dude, you're tired? Take a day. Cool. Braun takes lots of them. I'm fine with it. Do what you got to do. Just not in those six games. You got three here and three there. That's all you got. And then it's over. Then you got to play luck and hope they lose when you win and hope they don't win when you lose. I hate that game.
And Sparky, not the only one questioning the move. Craig Counsell again being asked questions about it before they take on the Giants tonight out at Miller Park.
He just got to a point, and he was at the point 4 days ago. The fatigue had just set in. You know, I have to, myself and our staff, we have to recognize that. And we recognized it 4 days ago.
You failed. You, Craig Counsell, failed at your job. That's what happened. You failed. And you failed because if you were paying attention and it was, because it did just happen. Monday against the Cubs. Oh, boom, there it is. No. You knew that Cubs series was coming up. If there was any doubt of, boy, you know, Yelch hasn't sat a day since the All-Star break. Probably might want to get him a day before this Cubs series. You had the National Series right there. Go ahead. Give him, everybody gets off on Sundays in Major League Baseball. Give him the Sunday off before the Monday if you were worried about him being hurt. You failed at doing what you're supposed to do. That was a huge series and a huge game. And you decided to play he might get hurt because he looks awfully tired, so I'm going to sit him today, even though we're off tomorrow and it doesn't matter against the Giants. He wasn't hurt. There were no hamstring issues. There were no groin issues, according to Craig Counsell. You said, in that quote, that, hey, we know 4 days ago something might be wrong, so we decided to sit him in the third game of the Cubs series. When you, as a manager, said this was a huge series, and if we're going to make a dent, we really have to be good in this series. Then, after you take two out of three and lose the third game, you say, well, we kind of really didn't do our job there, so now we're really going to have to do our job in the next three games against the Cubs. He failed at his job. Plain and simple. End of story. That's it. Done. He failed at his job. And those of you that are listening that are friends of Craig Counsell, family members, whatever, I'm sorry. But that's ridiculous. That's not on Yelich. That's on Counsell. He put it on himself in that quote when he said, it's our job to look after these players. Well, fine. Then you should have known he hadn't had a day off since the All-Star break and had given him one prior to your biggest series of the year against the Chicago Cubs. That's on him. That's on Craig Counsell.
Period. I can't necessarily disagree with you. That decision-making doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. If you notice your star player, your MVP candidate, starting to fatigue and you're going into a series like the Cubs, get him that day of rest before that series. But I will say this. Counsell might have been thinking, I want to get him two straight days because that makes a big difference. Having one day off and then playing a three-game series and then having one day off
last Thursday.
Yes.
So he could have given him last Thursday and Friday going into the National
Series.
He said
this went back 3 or 4 days when they started to notice it. That doesn't go back to last week.
Rami.
Yes.
He hadn't had a day off since the All-Star break.
Since before the All-Star break.
So let me just get this straight. Nobody on the staff realized he'd played all these games consecutively at any point until Monday when they played the Cubs. Oh, damn. He hadn't had a day off that whole time? No fooling. I guess I didn't realize it. That's your job, man. That's your training staff's job. That's your job.
Maybe they didn't think it was an issue until they started to see the effects of the fatigue on Sunday. There are guys who play every day.
Not many.
Well, then it is then it is their fault, and then they do need to be held accountable, because if you're going to schedule out off days for Lorenzo Cain, you're going to schedule out off days for Ryan Braun, you're going to make sure that even, hell, you schedule off off days for Mike Moustakas and
Aguilar
Travis Shaw.
Aguilar gets off days?
Aguilar needs a day off. Oh, man, you know, Eric Thames, he's played like 2 days in the last 3 weeks. He probably needs an extra day off. How are you going to line it up that every single day we come in here to start the season where Ryan Braun gets a day off within the first four games of the year because it was planned? You hadn't planned for Christian Yelich to get some rest?
A single day.
A single day.
Not a single
day. Until this one.
Come on, man. I'm sorry, okay? Because truth be told, we didn't know what was going on. All we knew was what counsel said was we came to the decision that he was going to sit today.
Prefaced every conversation saying if it's an injury, it's a hamstring.
Right.
Fine.
No big
get
deal.
It.
And I kept saying, hey, if this was a playoff game, could he have played? Do you know what? We got my answer. Yes, he could have. If that was a playoff game, he could have played. Because based on what counsel said, we still don't really know. But it doesn't sound like he went and asked off. It sounds like him and the training staff said, dude, you look a little rough. We're going to give you a day off to get right again, and we're going to go back and let you play again on Friday. That's how I read it. Because then Yelich today, he comes out and he responds, Rami.
Yeah, this is what Christian Yelich had to say. This comes from our Milwaukee baseball insider, Adam McAlvey. Says, I think people who are questioning that are not in this building. They're not in this grind with us, and they don't understand where we're at as a team. They can say whatever they want to say. It's unfortunate that they even have those beliefs that as a team, we wouldn't be trying to go out there and win every possible game, whether it's the Cubs or the Giants or whoever we're playing. Every game for us is of equal importance. They all matter to us, whether it's a divisional opponent or somebody that is in our division like we've got tonight. They all add up, and all these wins are getting us to a spot that we want to be at as a collective group, and I think that's the thing that should be focused on, how we've won five series in a row now. We control our own destiny, I guess you could say, through the rest of the season. Obviously, the season's a grind, and we're all doing our best out there. And then he went on to say, stuff I was getting throughout the day, or walking around town, having your competitiveness and your desire as an athlete called into question is for sure frustrating.
You don't control your own destiny. That's just not true.
Well, in terms of the wild card, they do.
Okay, in terms of the wild card,
yes.
But not the division, right?
Still winning a championship, you still control your own destiny.
Let me explain something. You get in this one-game wild card, let's say you win. You're going on the road no matter who you're facing.
Right now it would be the Cubs.
You win. Right, so then you're on the road the entire series. You win that game. Now, again, if you win the division, you're going to be the best record in the NL. That's what it's looking like. The winner of this division is best record in the NL. You would have had home field throughout the playoffs. Now, not so lucky. And now you got to hold on to the wild card because you don't control anything in the division anymore. That's out the window.
You feel better now? Got that off your chest? I guess not.
I don't comprehend this. I'm struggling to understand this. I've never said I could manage a baseball team. I've never said I could be a GM. I've never said I could be a player. I've never said I understood what it's like to do any of these jobs. I don't. And I could never do any of what they do. So make sure you understand this. But I do not comprehend how Craig Counsell says today, well, we noticed that he's tired and it's affecting things, so we had to give him the day off on Wednesday. We just couldn't wait to Friday because he might get hurt. Dude, how do you not know the man hasn't had a game off since, did you say before the All-Star break?
I think what I read the other day was since July 4th because of the All-Star game and everything else, he's had five actual days of rest.
Right. Come on, man. How do you not know that? How do you and your training staff not know that the guy in the MVP hunt in the National League hasn't had a day off going into your biggest series of the year? Your biggest series of the year. You didn't realize it. That's your job. That's your job.
I can't necessarily argue with you, dude. The decision-making is suspect at best to me in terms of you noticed the fatigue days ago, if not earlier, and you waited until a game as crucial as that last one against the Cubs.
And couldn't get to Thursday.
Right.
If he played Wednesday, he was going to get hurt. So we had to give him off Wednesday because otherwise he was going to get hurt.
We got to hit a quick break. By the way, Kristen Yelich is in the lineup. Full lineup's coming up on the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga, with yours truly. Get you ready for Brewers and Giants. That's underway at 6 o'clock here on The Fan. Other side of the break, our predictions for Packers and Bears Sunday Night Football. We're the Wendy's Big Show, and we'll be right back.
It's a pick and save football Friday on The Fan.
And then I just felt the hit. It hurt.
Who's banged up this week for the Pack?
It will require surgery.
Here's this weekend's injury report on The Fan.
It is time to check the injury report for Packers and Bears Sunday Night Football. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer's got it. What are we looking at, Spark?
Clay Matthews, you don't got to worry about him. That's good. Oren Burks, shoulder injury, limited participation as of right now, questionable for the game Sunday night. James Crawford, linebacker, hamstring, limited participation, even though, you know, there's no practice on Friday. Questionable as of right now. Josh Jones, safety, ankle injury, did not participate. He will not play in the game on Sunday. The Chicago Bears, Daniel Brown, the tight end, doubtful. DeAndre Houston Carson, DB, with a forearm back. He is out. And Kyle Long apparently is just not injury-related, just resting him.
All right. There's your injury
report. I don't know why you have to list that.
Who will be this week's Chili's MVP? Let's check in with Gary, Rami, Sparky, and Leroy and get their Chili's pick to click.
Well, just Sparky and Rami today. Sparky, I need your MVP. Who will they name the MVP on the Green and Gold postgame show on Monday? And how do you see this thing playing out on Sunday night?
All right. I got the Packers winning this one 27-24.
Okay.
I'm going to roll the dice. Clay Matthews.
Clay Matthews. You're really on this Clay Matthews kick.
2 to 2.5 sacks.
Really? Well, I guess
Peyton Tausch is yelling.
That shouldn't be that surprising with your the way you see his season playing out.
It's just, I think it's a contract year. That dude is about getting paid again. I think he's going to have a monster year. He's got to stay healthy. But
if we're going out on limbs, I'll go out on a limb. I'll say Josh Jackson.
Nice.
Will be your MVP.
Yeah, you think they may get a pick?
Yeah, I think there will be at least two picks to be had. Whether or not the Packers take advantage of them, we shall see. But I think there will be two picks to be had.
But Mitch Trubisky, not necessarily because of him, but because of miscommunication.
Yeah, somebody's going to misread something. There is a lot of reads involved in this Matt Nagy offense and not a lot of experience for Mitchell Trubisky and the players around him in this Matt Nagy offense. I got to think there's going to be a misread somewhere along the line. And Mitchell Trubisky is going to give you one or two shots at getting your hands on that football. So I'm going to say Josh Jackson gets one of those interceptions and Packers win 27-20. Does that surprise anybody that I would pick?
No. Nope.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure. That's going to about do it for us here on the Wendy's Big Show. Our thanks to Ben Fennell of The Athletic. You should go and listen to that. Fan on Demand. At 1057fmthefan.com.
Now you're trolling people.
That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC. Highway 100 in Greenfield.
And he's coming out with us every Friday.
Every Friday at 248. Also,
after today, I'm not sure everybody wants to hear him every Friday.
Ryan Wood, our Green Bay football insider of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. If you missed either of those interviews or anything on today's show, check out Fan on Demand at 1057fmthefan.com. That's presented by John Paul's Buick GMC. Highway 100 in Greenfield. I'm coming up right after this break with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show, built by Ozinga. Get you ready for Brewers
Who's
and Giants.
At Miller Park?
Bart Winkler is out at Miller Park, and it's a Chuck and Winkler roundtable on the On Deck Show
tonight.
Think
we got blamed for all this Kristen Yelich stuff?
Possibly. I did see people saying, good job, Milwaukee fans and sports talk radio hosts. You pissed off the face of the franchise.
Dude, get over it.
Pretty simple. How about you just play?
I'll also be back Sunday with Fantasy Football Weekly, presented by Dave and Buster's. Tim Allen and I helping you get a win in week one for your fantasy football team.
Yeah.
For Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, 80%. Bill Baby Tausch Schmidt. I'm Rami Makhlouf.
Saying
thanks for listening. Talk to you on a Green and Gold Monday, too.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.